Ha-ha.
Hey, Martin, how come you get to be the banker? You always cheat.
Gina, I do not cheat,
you do,
all right?
Baby. You
no,
do.
I don't.
I won't be the hat.
Yo, Pam, you should be the dog as usual.
Yeah, Martin, you could be the thimble.
I'm late, but I just couldn't drag myself out of Shannon's arms. Y'all know what it's like when you're all in love. Oh, I'm sorry, Cole. I'm sorry, Pam.
You've been kind of jipper lately, man. Who is this girl?
I met her at the gym, and I was working on the bench press, and she was working on one of the little girly machines.
What is a girly machine, Tommy?
Oh, come on, man. Act like you know. That's where you get the peak, you know.
What's she like, Tommy?
Oh, she is beautiful. She's about 5'8", has caramel eyes and almond skin. She's adorable. The body of a goddess.
Oh, man. Does she still have hair on her back?
You want to play some Monopoly, baby?
Oh, that's cool. Martin, how much money you got under your shirt?
See? I told you, you're a cheater.
I can't help it.
That's the pizza man, baby.
Mine,
check his other
sleeve. Okay, look, if it's pork on it, I ain't paying for it.
Yeah. Excuse me. Can I help you? I mean, you don't just come up here, man, barging in people's house, disrespecting me and my partners. This is my house. I pay rent up in here, all right?
Is your name Tommy?
No.
Well, then shut up.
Excuse me, fellas. Hi, I'm Tommy. How can I help you?
Yo, my name is Trey. I need to talk to you about Shannon.
Why? Is she okay?
Oh, yeah, she's fine. We just got to chit-chat and kick the actual factuals.
What do you think? You want to talk to you.
Oh, you want to talk? Oh, sure, Pam. We can talk. We can step right outside and kick the actual factuals.
Whoa, whoa.
Right after you, gentlemen.
What's up? Whoa, whoa, wait, wait, wait.
What?
You all right, man? You want me to come?
Martin, I'm fine, man. Look, what the hell are they going to do? Untie my shoes? Look, I'm gonna be outside kicking the actual factuals.
All right, but if you need us, you let us know. Holler.
You know, I got the certain urge to rent Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yo! Tommy!
Tommy, are you all right? What happened,
Tommy,
baby?
Tommy, what's up, man? What happened?
I got jacked.
What? Yo, for what?
I don't know. It all happened so fast. See, it turned out that my new girlfriend is his ex-girlfriend. The next thing I knew, they bum-rushed me.
Yo, you know what? Pam, get Tommy in the house. Gina, get my back. Me and you gonna handle this.
Yeah,
ain't no... Yo, they hurt my boy. They hurt my boy, Gina.
Martin, please, do not do this, okay? I need for... Just call the cops.
Babe, you wouldn't understand, okay? It's a man thing, okay? All right, don't nobody hurt one of my boys. It's a man thing. Cole, yo, let's be out, man.
Yeah, let's be out. Let's go.
I'm sick of these fools trying to work.
Yo, Martin, this is a little people's bar. Okay, we cannot be getting in trouble up in here.
Man, so? All right, I don't care if it's little people or it's big people. It don't matter, man. All right? Two of them hurt our boy, man, Tommy.
That's right.
Okay?
Right, okay.
All right, now let's handle this,
yeah,
man.
Let's do this, then. Let's do it.
Hey, how you doing? All right, man, how you doing, bro? Look here. I'm looking for a brother named Trey. Ever heard of him?
Yeah, I know a Trey.
You do? Cool.
Yeah, yeah. Ice Trey. He's over there in the freezer.
You should be a little comedian. Ever heard of the Def Jam?
Now rack 'em.
They think we fools up in here, Marty.
You might have to hurt somebody, all right?
Yeah.
Now, what's up, man? How you doing? You look like you're nosy. I'm looking for a brother named Trey. Do you know him?
I don't know nobody. Now step off, Shaquille.
You don't know him? You know
no,
him, man? Do you know him?
No, man. I don't know him.
Well, then excuse me. My fault.
Yes, excuse us.
Howdy, partner. How do? I'm looking for a brother by the name of Trey. Ever heard of him?
Mira, uno, dos, tres, sound familiar.
I don't know. Why don't you go ask your mama?
I don't know. Why don't you go ask your mama? Okay. Why don't I? Think it's a game, man? Think I'm joking, man? Huh?
Yeah, you think it's a game, man? You think I'm joking?
Now, listen up. There's a new sheriff in town. And his name is Martin Payne. Ma'am?
And his deputy's name is Cole Brown.
Now, somebody in here gonna tell me where Trey is.
Yo, looking for me?
Hey, now I don't want any more trouble in here.
Shut up, Gary Coleman. You damn right I'm looking for you, man. You think you just gonna get away with coming in my house, disrespecting us, and then gonna knock my boy out? Oh, hell no.
Let me tell you a little something before you get done up like your boy just got done, all right? My old lady has a weakness for tall brothers, right? And I ain't having that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna flatten your cap, all right?
Ain't gonna be no more of that, okay? All right, we're gonna kill that noise, you see what I'm saying?
What's wrong? Are you scared, punk?
Punk? Oh, you're a punk, huh? What about a little punk, huh? Got to be a punk. I got to be names up in here, huh? Is that what you're saying? Huh? Punk. Now, why you gotta be a punk, man? Why I gotta be a punk?
You better go home and mind your business, Kareem, before I give my partner here, Benny, the word, and he go off on you, you dig? He gonna handle it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Cause I'm crazy, man. And I mean crazy.
Crazy too.
Oh, yeah.
No. What's up?
Oh, yeah, crazy. Crazy.
What's up? Now, let me tell you something, man. You're gonna apologize to my boy Tommy, all right? You're gonna apologize to me for coming in my house disrespecting us. You're gonna do it and do it now if I kick a knot in your little ass.
Yo, we too short for a long conversation. So once again, little people, it's on up in here, huh? Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Now, let me get this straight. You were attacked by 20 people, all under 4 feet tall.
That's right, officer.
Now, where were their parents?
They were grown men, okay? This is not funny, officer. This is not no joke, officer.
You're right, Mr. Payne, really. It's really not a joke. Because if there's one thing tearing this country apart, it's muggings by dwarfs.
You know what? You can raise up out of here with that out, okay? Get the stepping, officer.
I should be going, you know. I've got to give a ticket to that UFO double parked in front of the building. I love this job.
Well, he sure was a lot of help.
You see, no one's gonna help us, okay? All right, if we want protection, we gotta protect ourselves. Do it my way.
You know, Martin's right. I mean, as much as I hate violence, we have got to protect ourselves. You never know when you're gonna get hit.
Stan knows his brother who teaches self-defense. I'm gonna set up a lesson, yo.
Well, how do you know he's any good?
Because he's a master, Cole. Dragonfly Jones. Master of self-defense. Wallop.
This guy could come over here and teach us.
Yeah, I wish Martin would hurry up. This was his stupid idea. Come on, though. Hey!
Key! Now, it is a pleasure for you to meet me. I am Dragonfly Jones. And this is my obedient servant, Kenji!
Hey, man, it's been 3 weeks. Think it's time for you to get my check, man.
Learning from the master is your pay, punk. Now get in line till you get hurt. Move on, huh? Now, as you well know, I've studied under Bruce Lee.
You studied under Bruce Lee?
Yeah, he was on the second floor and I was on the first. That would be the only joke that would be told here this evening. Now, I will teach you the fine art of self-defense.
Man, I really need that money.
For me, punk. Get back in line. Silence. Silence. Huh? Now, I will show you how to execute moves. And render your opponent powerless and at your mercy. Watch as I will attack and disable my obedient servant, Kenji!
Hey, Dragon, before we do this, I think we need to talk about my check, man. I got to 4 o'clock, they're gonna cut off my phone.
Well, I'm so damn sorry to hear that. Shouldn't be on the phone anyway. You should be practicing on your art. Now get over there, boy.
Oh, it's like that, huh?
Okay. All eyes on me.
It's okay.
Try this one more time. My phone's about to get cut off. Where's my damn money?
In my pocket.
See, I have them here. Man, are there any questions?
No questions at all.
Thank you very much.
Y'all have a nice day then.
So, I get over to Gina's house, right? Mm-hmm. And Dragonfly Jones is laid out on the living room floor, surrounded by paramedics.
Well, he's not really a black belt, Martin. He's a mechanic. He gives a hell of a lube job, though.
Stan, what did you recommend him to me for, man?
I owe him money, and it seemed easier than paying him.
So, Martin, are you still going down to that bar tonight?
Oh, most definitely, man. You know, got to go. You know, last time they got us. But it ain't gonna happen this time, man. Taking my boys back with me, because there's strength in numbers, man.
What about me, Martin? I'm not doing anything.
Come on, John. I mean, you seem like an easygoing guy, man. You ever been in a fight?
Yeah. In high school, I used to get beat up every single day.
Sean, what good is that gonna do me, man?
Well, I figure I can take some punches for you. You know, because I can take a punch.
Not.
Martin!
What?
You have us in the middle of nowhere.
Martin, I've never been in this neighborhood.
Well, then y'all shouldn't have followed me down here, all right?
Why?
I'm all right. I'm gonna be all right, okay? I told you this ain't no place for a woman. Now go home, Gina. It's a man thing.
No, Gina, don't go. Stay here and watch your man get dropped like a bad habit.
So what's up?
So what's up?
What's up?
Huh? What's happening?
You know what, Trey? Guess what, man? I ain't come down here to fight. We ain't come to fight, man. We came to talk. Now don't start nothing, won't be nothing.
Man, I ain't trying to hear all that nonsense you kicking in my eye. Your boy right there stole my woman and you come down here trying to front me off with all that yin-yang and I ain't having it straight up.
Hold on, wait a minute, Mark. Look, I didn't steal your woman, brother. She says she hasn't dated you in over 6 years.
Once mine, always mine, and that's that, all right?
Yeah, let's hurt him.
Yeah,
and it looks like I'm through growing, so I'm just gonna have to break you down a size, and that's that. So let's start throwing.
Wait a damn minute here! Come on! People, what are we doing? Huh? Look at us! What the hell are we doing?
We're getting ready to rumble, all right?
Is that gonna solve our problem, man?
Yeah!
Give me the thing! Are we gonna learn that violence will get us nowhere as a people? Trey, you don't hate me because I'm going out with Shannon, man. You hate me because I'm tall, don't you?
Yeah, I guess.
People, violence begets violence, which leads to the grave. But see, if we were all to walk that path called love, oh, my brothers and sisters, we can all get to the promised land.
Amen.
Look, Trey, the other day at my boy's house, you
You hurt me, man. But you see, I didn't come here tonight to get any revenge. I came here to say to you and my brother, and I love you. But if it's going to make you feel like a better man to swing on me, Trey, to get some revenge, go ahead, man, okay? You go right ahead.
Bro, what are you doing?
Okay, Martin, wait on.
No.
It's okay.
That's how he knocked your ass out last time.
You go right ahead, Trey. But before you do, brother, don't you think about something, huh? What does it solve?
You know what, man? That's the first time anybody ever broke it down to me like that, man. Oh, man, homie, my mind's playing tricks on me.
Oh, man. Listen, man, I'm sorry I ain't took your hat off in there, man. Oh, man, I'm saying that was your pool game. I shouldn't have did that. That was disrespectful. You know, hey, look, I hemmed you up at the bar, man. My fault, man. You know, you don't look like Gary Coleman, all right? Okay, man. All right. Hey, look, Trey. This is beautiful, man. This is lovely, you know?
You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. You know, it's like, wow, you know, we here now, me and you. We see eye to eye.
Mano y mano.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, look, man, Trey, if there's anything, man, anything you need at all, man, you come to me, talk to me,
Oh, like that? You'll dig it. Since everything's fine and dandy, you know, I was just wondering, dig it. Can I have a piece of your candy?